Let's head over to the Selkirk Mountains in Northeast Washington State, because that's where you're going to find the last 15 mountain caribou left in this state. This little herd travels back and forth across the British Columbia border. Biologist and conservationist David Moskowitz says those 15 caribou might vanish altogether. That's because logging and road building are bringing more animals into caribou country, including predators like wolves.
Mountain caribou have traditionally survived by avoiding predators. And how they did that was they hung out in a place where their, you know, other prey species, so moose and deer and elk, don't go. So when you change the habitat so that moose and deer and elk can live in the same spots as caribou, then they also bring predators with them.
So what can we do for the caribou?
In the long term, you know, if mountain caribou are going to survive in the interior of the Pacific Northwest, they're going to need a landscape which looks more similar to what they evolved with rather than what it does now. So that means places that we've logged heavily, you know, we allow to return to a more contiguous old forest. In the short term, these caribou are so endangered that they might not actually survive the decades it would take for forests to regenerate. So then there's all sorts of much more invasive things that people are trying out to just keep caribou on the landscape in the near term. And I also would say that it's not clear that we actually are going to let forests return to what they used to be like, because the, you know, logging is a part of the economy of the interior of the Northwest, and it's not something that people are willing to just give up for caribou.
Okay, well, that's its own argument. Let's say you're right, and then we're going to keep logging and not return to old forests. So that puts the caribou in jeopardy. And why? It's one animal. Why does that matter so much?
One of the, you know, kind of values of contemporary culture is that every species is valuable, and that's where the Endangered Species Act came from. The other reason that people have taken a lot of interest, conservationists have taken interest in mountain caribou, is there's a lot of forests in British Columbia that are currently protected for caribou. And if those caribou disappear, those forest protections may also disappear. Now, the protection of all that habitat is really, really important, not just for caribou, but for many other things as well. You know, these old growth forests are basically irreplaceable in the modern world. And so this is the kind of a modern dilemma we have, where conservationists have really pushed for forestry protections through the protection of an individual species, which was the tool or the lever that we had available to us. But if those conservation measures fail, then we could be back to square one in terms of many, many parcels of really, you know, amazing old forests being opened back up for timber extraction, resource extraction. Again, that's in British Columbia in particular. And so updating our, you know, perspective on endangered species management to creating management plans and legislation, which requires us to not just care for individual species, but care for entire functioning ecosystems, is really where we need to go.
Why is it important to look at the whole ecosystem instead of just an individual species?
Because species don't survive in a vacuum. Right? We all live in a community. We all live in an environment. And so it's actually functionally very hard to protect one species without protecting the entire ecosystem within which they live. You can't keep salmon alive, for instance, without having a healthy watershed in which they live in. And for caribou, it's the same thing. You know, we can do all these measures to try to keep a caribou on the landscape, but unless we protect the entire ecosystem, it's going to leave us with this really odious task of managing wolf populations and moose populations and deer populations and managing how people recreate on those landscapes, you know, for the indefinite future, you know, which is even arguable whether or not we can do that. Whereas caribou will survive just fine if the ecosystem in which they live is functioning the way it has traditionally. So there's old forests that are regenerating and managing themselves. And there's a landscape that's not bisected by so many roads that provide so much, you know, kind of unfettered access for all sorts of species that didn't used to spend time in those mountains. So if we manage the ecosystem, if we manage that entire, you know, mountain range, that entire forest for, you know, a healthy functioning, the species within it will take care of themselves. And that's really, really important for, you know, us looking at the 21st century with things like climate change and growing human populations, in that these resources will be extremely valuable for us and for our survival moving into the future. You know, we think about it as whether or not it can provide us trees for, say, lumber or paper right now, but we also need to realize that that intact ecosystem is providing us all sorts of other services, including carbon sequestration, clean water, clean air, and then, you know, just a plethora of biodiversity, you know, the value of which we may not understand for centuries. But we know that if we destroy it, it will be gone.
Sounds like you're asking humans to forgo chances to make short-term money.
We are left with a very large challenge in the modern world of balancing what we need or want in the short term with what might serve us and our neighbors, plants and animals and so forth, in the long term. And there's value in an old growth forest in terms of the lumber it can produce today. There are many people that depend on forestry for their livelihood in, you know, places where caribou live. But there's value in that same forest in terms of you know, the carbon it's locking up, and there's value in what those trees might produce in the future, and there's value in the fresh water that you know, forest protects, and how we as a society value these various things. It's complicated, and it definitely lends itself to taking the short-term profit at the expense of the long-term values there. And so this is really the challenge that we're struggling with in terms of conservation.
David Moskowitz, biologist and conservationist. He says he wants to bring conservation into the 21st century by focusing less on individual species and more on the bigger picture, the ecosystem where they live.